Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
It must have been way too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
Here we are, a few days away from the Super Bowl, and
we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, by the way, the trade deadline absolutely lit this year so far.
It's early. It's been happening earlier this year. You're all welcome because I said it was going to be nice and quiet. I was like, nothing's going to happen.
A lot of activity. We'll get to that after. We talk about, you know, the Super Bowl. It's been like a month, so we haven't talked about the Harbaugh hire, have we?
Harbaugh.
I think we were speculating he'd be the guy.
Oh, okay.
But like, it wasn't official yet.
I believe, because I feel like it wasn't official until like literally like a week and a half ago.
I heard Josh wasn't crazy about the hire.
John Harbaugh.
Yeah, it was January 8th we did the last pod, so no, definitely he wasn't.
I think it wasn't official yet. I said it. I think it's the biggest hire in my lifetime.
Wow. Lifetime. I'm trying to think.
Bigger than Tibbs.
I'm trying to think for my sports fandom.
Harbaugh is the Super Bowl champion. 15 out of 18 seasons. He's a winner.
Yeah, I mean,
that's true.
It's hard to argue.
I compare it to, it's probably a lesser level, but I compare it to the Knicks getting Pat Riley.
Oh, I was going to say, Paul, for us, Jets getting Parcells.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that was supposed to be, you know, the guy, but we were close.
Yeah, he had a nice run.
How long was he coach there for the Jets, Paul? I forget.
Parcells, I think it was three.
Was it 3 years?
I think the first year they were kind of like, eh. Maybe it was only two.
97, 98, and 99.
Yeah, it was three.
Okay, it was three. Okay,
the second year they went to the
AFC Championship
game.
And then Vinny tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
And then the last game they were chanting one more year. They wanted one more. And I think he would have came back, but then
Woody.
This whole No, well, that and this whole fiasco of Kraft was about to hire Belichick, so he resigned. And the clause is, if he resigns, it elevates your assistant head coach, which is Belichick. So Belichick ends up being the head coach.
Yep.
For one day, and then he has a press conference where he's like, "I don't want to do this. I'm out."
Fuck this guy.
I don't remember this.
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
That's insane.
I've been watching a lot of documentaries on like football history, and I think the past was crazier than anything that happens now.
That's incredible.
There's a lot of nonsense that happened in the NFL that there's no way it would happen today. Parcells leaves New England, right? He says, "I'm out." But like, the deal with the Jets was already done. He was going to be the Jets head coach. Well, then the Patriots come back and say, no, this is not happening. Like, we need compensation. We're going to sue you. All this stuff. Big fiasco, right? So Parcells signs with the Jets as like a consultant, and Belichick is the head coach.
Wow.
What?
So Belichick is the head coach of the Jets for like a week until Parcells calls Robert Kraft, and he calls him, and then the way the documentary says is like his Kraft's assistant calls calls Kraft and says, you know, there's somebody on the phone. He says he's Darth Vader. So Kraft picks up the phone. It's Bill Parcells, and he's like, "All right, can we get something done here?" So they worked out draft compensation, and turns out that Pat's got some picks. Jets said, "All right, We can make Parcells the coach, and Belichick like unseats himself, but he remains like the head coach, assistant head coach, and defensive coordinator.
That's incredible.
He's a two. Belichick is a two-time Jets coach without ever coaching the Jets.
Amazing, amazing.
You can't make it up. You cannot.
It was
make
it at the beginning of the Parcells era and at the end for one day.
Yeah.
What is the motto? What can go wrong
will go wrong.
Yeah, yep. Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law.
That is the Jets.
but to the Giants, like I love the Harbaugh hire. I think it's a game changer. I think he's an adult in the room that we haven't had since Tom Coughlin. I'm really excited. I'm pumped. I'm actually very happy with Matt Nagy. I didn't think we were going to get a coordinator. He should be head coach. He should have gotten the Titans job, but then last minute it didn't happen because I think Saleh was really impressive. I think Nagy will be a head coach probably in a year or two. So that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And on top of Harbaugh, I mean, there's a lot of hiring going on. McCarthy to the Steelers, which I think we kind of predicted. You know, he's a Pittsburgh guy, born and raised Steeler fan. Makes it's sense. Rodgers, you know.
It's just unlikely for them, right? They usually hire these young coaches that stay for 20 years.
Yeah like, how many years are you going to get out of?
They can get 10. I mean, what, 60, lower 60s, true. You know?
Yeah, these guys do stick around for a little bit now.
Yeah. I mean, Rodgers you'll get for another year or two, I guess. He loves McCarthy.
I'm sure Steeler fans are pumped about that.
I don't know. Who is it? Jersey Jerry, who's you know known Steelers fan. He was like, I went to Twitter just to check how he reacted. He was like flipping out. Like,
yeah, like, I think every Steeler fan
like so. Pissed off. But then he like,
But you know what? McCarthy wins. Like, I don't know if he was the Giants coach, I could be convinced that it's a good hire. If it was Jeff
Coach, yeah, I would have totally been happy with McCarthy. 100%.
Like,
I think Rodgers is done.
They have to get a quarterback. They
it's
have
not McCarthy. I think it's Rodgers. He's
But you know, Rodgers coming back for another year now. I mean, I don't think. Yeah,
he can't move.
I know.
He can't move.
I know.
He's bad. He's weak. He's frail.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. He definitely looks his age. What was the other big hire? Well, Bob Saleh back in business
with Brian Daboll.
With Brian Daboll, yeah. MetLife comes to Nashville. That should be interesting. And
I kind of like it. They'll be better than the Jets. You know,
of course,
tough division they're in. But
I think
don't know.
I think Robert Saleh should write a book. I think he should write a book on how to interview because
he bombed
with the Jets. Then he goes to the Niners last year, and you could say they had injuries and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, he's the defensive coordinator. They had the 21st ranked defense last year.
And the media loves him. Like,
he's a hot name. I'm like, all this guy did was suck for 2 years.
Yeah.
Terrible.
He interviewed everywhere, and everybody said he was incredible. I was like, couldn't believe. And the whole time he was with the Jets, I thought he was awful. Horrendous.
Yeah, I don't get it. He probably just brings, like, all 12 of his kids, you know, into the interview and, like, hey, you know. Family guy.
Maybe they see him like running the stairs and like, hey,
running the stairs. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, my God. It's big, running the stairs.
So big muscles. His one regret with the Jets was that he didn't call the defensive plays. So now he's going to call the plays for the defense. And all is fixed with him, I guess.
He just realized that after 5 years in New York. It took. Okay.
he said when he was with the Jets, he felt like he was just the clock manager. He was in charge of the clock and calling timeouts.
Oh, Jesus. That's it. Okay. You were the head coach. You could do whatever you want.
Right, right. You're the CEO.
Amazing. Amazing.
They fell for it again.
That's what I'm saying. Like when they have Hard Knocks where they document all of the stuff that everybody does.
Yeah.
Like when it was on the Rams, like McVay was coordinating like the weights getting moved in training camp and like the coordination of tables and everything. He just everything. You're the coach. You do everything, whatever they ask you. Like, so if you don't like the way something is being done, change it. Like, I don't know why he's like, oh, I didn't call the defense.
All right,
you can exactly. Call the defense.
Bizarre.
It'd be interesting though, because I think Daboll will help Ward out a lot. I think they can take a decent jump. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. What other coaching hires happened? There's a bunch, like more.
Wasn't Miami hired the Green Bay coordinator, Halfley.
Yeah, not impressed with that. I'm happy they hired him.
Yeah, that's probably.
He's a former former Boston College coach, head coach.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. So yeah, I mean, you know, first time head coach. Who knows? Oh well, NFL head coach. Browns.
I think sometimes these teams they fire their coach without a plan.
I know.
And in the Miami case, I don't think that McDaniels was necessarily bad. He was saddled with a bad quarterback. They had injured receivers, especially Tyreek Hill's out for most of the year. They still managed to get, I think, 7 wins. So, I don't know. To me, you fire that guy, and then it's like, okay, who's out there? You know? Yeah. I feel like if you don't have a plan, it doesn't make much sense.
Right. Right. Absolutely. I mean, what other teams did that?
Yeah, like back to that point, right? Like if Baltimore fires John Harbaugh and now they're hiring Minter. Well, Minter, his whole experience is he was defensive coordinator for Michigan and he had, what, 2 years in San Diego. Like, is that an upgrade? Or is that they just like you need to change the scenery? So get Harbaugh stale so he gets out of there. It's like the same thing when Philadelphia fired Andy Reid, right? Like you're just firing him because like you're tired of him, kind of. He's been there for too long.
Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely. Same with, I mean, they didn't fire Tomlin, but, you know, they decided to part ways. Was that a part ways thing, or was that Tomlin resigning?
I think it was him, like, I'm tired of this.
Yeah.
Okay. You want me gone? Like, you don't respect, like, what I've done.
Gotcha.
It's not worth it.
I think that tells me he probably quit.
And I think he was quietly telling people that, like, back in October. Like, because, who's that, Josiah Anderson?
Yeah.
She was like, I was hearing that in October, that he was done. He's had enough.
Hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, they had that, like, big pre-breakup letter kind of ESPN. It was like this whole thing about, hey, if this doesn't work out, like, that's what you kind of knew.
But I know they didn't fire him. It was, like, mutual. But hypothetically, let's just say, pretend that they fired Tomlin, and then they hired McCarthy. Would you rather have McCarthy or Tomlin? I'd rather have Tomlin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like, I think that's what teams are doing. They fire the sure thing. Like, even Tennessee did that with Vrabel, right? Let's fire Vrabel. Like, who are you getting to replace these guys? These are actually winners. So I think what it comes down to is you need to have the players. Do you have a quarterback? And do you have a roster that's good? Like, you know?
Yeah.
If you have a coach that's winning without the players, like I mean, Tomlin, he made the playoffs back to back years with Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. If you want to go back to Vrabel, like, how close was he to getting to a Super Bowl with Ryan Tannehill?
I know.
You know, like.
Like, Andy Reid had Patrick Mahomes, right? This season, Patrick Mahomes. But they didn't do much to, like, their defense is excellent. But offensively-wise, they didn't supplant him with talent. So what is Patrick Mahomes supposed to do? And then, like, that ends up being Andy Reid's fault.
Right, like, right.
You know, like, where is the general manager? Where's the front office? Like, same thing with Buffalo. This guy, Bean, stands up there, and he gets to keep his job. He actually gets promoted in his job. McDermott doesn't get a job. Like, he loses his job. But meanwhile, it's like Bean's job to get him wide receivers and get him tight ends and get him running backs and talent. And what are you doing?
That's a move I think that's going to be really regretted.
Yeah, Joe Brady.
McDermott getting fired. I think that's silly.
So the offensive coordinator gets upgraded, right? Joe Brady?
So Joe Brady's famous because of the Joe Burrow LSU game. Nobody would know who Joe Brady is without that game.
Yeah, he did a great job. His quarterback was Joe Burrow. His two receivers were Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase. at the collegiate level.
Yeah. Yep. Elite like, defense, too. Yeah.
One of the greatest football teams of college football teams of all time.
Definitely.
And that's how we know Joe Brady.
Yeah. That's like top five, that team.
He got a job. Yeah. Well, I mean, I could come back. That could be a freezing cold take, but I don't know.
We'll see. And then who else? Browns, Cardinals got new coaches. Who went to the Browns? Munkin?
Todd Munkin. He'll be with the Giants in 2 years.
Did you mention Ravens or no? Minter?
Yeah. Juice mentioned him. Yeah. Minter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then LaFleur, Mike LaFleur, former Jets offensive coordinator, goes to Arizona.
How do you guys feel about that?
I always liked him. He's a good, bright, young.
I thought he was good. Yeah, he's good. I never
Zach Wilson.
I mean, yeah, I never had a beef with him, really.
Is he related to the Green Bay coach?
Yeah, the brothers.
No shit.
Yeah. Yep.
And they guess who they hired today? LaFleur. Hackett for the offensive coordinator.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Who's the he replaced LaFleur.
What's his first name?
At the Jets. Mike.
I always think of Paul Hackett.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Nathaniel Hackett, yeah.
Nathaniel Hackett, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh god.
Yep.
Oh man. Too funny.
Man, boy.
Too funny. And you know, Jets, we got Frank Reich, you know, offensive coordinator.
Yes.
Yeah. He's bounced around quite a bit.
That was Boomer Esiason's roommate, college.
Yeah, Maryland. Yep.
And
wow.
He backed up Jim Kelly, right, on those Buffalo teams? Yep.
Yes. He actually won a big playoff game or two.
He had the biggest comeback in NFL history. He was the Oilers. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that was him? It wasn't Jim Kelly?
No, yeah, it was him.
Oh, yep. Wow. Wow, that's crazy. Paul, I think you said it, you know, it's pretty obvious, you know, Glenn will get fired after five or six games, and then Reich will be the interim head coach, and then they'll all be gone after the year.
Exactly. Just deal with it one more year.
It's like such a foregone conclusion. It's hilarious.
100%. My thing is, like, I hope they don't go crazy with free agent contracts like this offseason to saddle them in the future. And Garrett asking for a trade.
Yeah, that would suck.
I mean, it's going to come to a point with him. Like, he's like, no, I can't.
Yeah, they don't have a quarterback. Who's like, what's the plan here?
I think they'll get Kyler or Mac Jones. It's going to be one of them, too.
Yeah, it makes sense. Oh, my God.
Who would you rather? I think I'd rather Kyler.
Kyler, just because, like, the upside, right?
He's dynamic, yeah.
He's dynamic.
Yeah. Mac Jones. I never liked Mac Jones. He wins.
I think I'd rather have Mac.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably, I don't know.
He filled in nicely this year. Didn't he have,
because
a few crazy games.
Because I think his upside is higher. And if he stinks, then it's good. You know,
that's a good point.
You're in good position to lose
games. I think Mac Jones can handle the media better here. You know, he played at Alabama, New England, and San Fran. Like, a lot of pressure. Yeah. Kyle has just been, you know, wallowing away in Arizona playing Call of Duty. No one cares. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Jones said, he said his time in San Francisco, it feels like he got a PhD in football.
Yeah, it'll be like Darnold
effect.
Darnold effect. That's what Darnold did, right?
Yeah, the Darnold effect. Yeah, maybe. Actually, you got kind of got me intrigued now by that. That's interesting. Huh.
We don't give NFL coaches or young quarterbacks enough time to develop. It's like you're a rookie quarterback. We're going to throw you the worst team possible, and you're supposed to win right away. It doesn't work that way. You have no offensive line, no wide receivers, no running back. Go win.
Especially in New York. Like just for example, Trevor Lawrence, like that just doesn't happen in New York. Like he would have been out of here 2 years ago.
Oh, definitely. 1,000%. Yeah, Jacksonville.
I was done with Trevor Lawrence 2 years ago. But now look at him. He's doing great.
Yeah. Yeah, some players, I mean, it's wild, the markets, right? You know, how you can kind of like survive easier in these smaller markets, for sure. It's good to know. Maybe that's why the Jets and Giants have been so bad, you know, the last decade or so.
Yeah.
It's just too much pressure. So I think that's all the coaches. Super Bowl, here we are.
Yeah.
A few days away.
Let's do it.
I can't believe the Pats are back. I mean, it's you know, all season we joked about, like, oh, they got a coach, they got a quarterback, two decades of dominance. I didn't think they'd make it to the Super Bowl.
me and you picked them as
I thought they'd be,
and that was like a wild pick. That was like,
I know. I mean, I thought playoffs, but Jesus, I mean, they really had a pretty easy run, right? I mean, regular season schedule wasn't that bad. Then they get a fucking CJ Stroud 4 interception game, still like don't win like that easily, and then,
oh, Stroud.
Yeah, and then it was 4 in the first half, and didn't he have 5 total or something?
He could have had 10.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. And they still were in that game. It was crazy. And then, you know, gets Jarrett Stidham, who hadn't thrown a ball in 2 years. And they barely win that game.
And they probably would have won Denver if they just kicked that field goal.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And
right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Their defense is unbelievable. New England couldn't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it sucks, man. I've been avoiding all the press stuff and everything. I'm sick over it.
I haven't really seen anything. Have you?
I've seen nothing.
Wise or nothing.
Nothing. I'm avoiding it though. Like, Juice, Adam, are you guys seeing any of it? Are you tuning in? Are you trying to find it or the press stuff or just everything around it?
I saw a bit. There was definitely nothing last week. I saw a bit last night because the Pro Bowl was on. And they were doing these specials on Drake May and his girlfriend, and they're doing interviews with Vrabel and that sort of thing. But it hasn't been over the top. It's been okay.
Yeah. I haven't been seeking it out, but I also haven't seen much. And I do think that this matchup doesn't really have much juice.
Right.
Well, right, because everyone's thinking, ah, fucking Pats again. And Seattle... You know, they're popular in Seattle, but that's it. They're not a national team by any means.
Yeah, there's no superstar player either, right?
Right.
Like, there's no superstar quarterback. Like, at least that's well known.
Yeah. Nice story with Sam Darnold. And, you know, I'm happy for Sam.
The last bunch of years, right? You had the Chiefs in there, and that draws the the Taylor Swift crowd. And
correct.
Pat Mahomes, the
megastar. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the whole shebang. Yeah, it seems like, if anything, Bad Bunny's attracting more buzz than the actual teams, you know, big ice advocator. Yeah.
I think there's something to be said about having, a Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. I think you do need, megastar quarterbacks. It's, so much more, I don't know. I think it gives it that buzz.
Completely agree. I mean, Drake May versus Sam Darnold and then Mike Vrabel versus Mike McDonald. I mean, these aren't really... Vrabel's a pretty big name, I guess, but, you know...
The last 10 years, the dialogue with sports has really kind of leaned in towards, legacy stuff. It's like, oh, how does this game... Is this a legacy game? How does this affect his future? You know, that kind of thing. In every sport, so...
Yes, ESPN drives that.
Drives that.
They love that.
You have,
theater.
So we have a guy like Darnold who, you know, whatever, and then you have a guy like Drake May who's essentially, he's not a rookie, but he's essentially a rookie. That conversation kind of goes away. So, I don't know, after that, what else do they talk about?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, may as well give our predictions. I expect low-scoring, defensive-type game, grinding game. I'm not expecting a lot of action.
No,
you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, you think opposite? What's the over under?
47. I didn't even look
that high.
Let me see.
I'm gonna guess 44. Yeah, 47 wouldn't be that far off from 44, but
looking it up right.
It's gotta be mid 40s.
Yeah, because 38 would be too low.
Way too low.
Way too low.
It is 45 and a half.
Okay. All right. We're right in between right there. Yep. I'm reluctant to do any crazy type of wagers. Because I don't know. I just don't see it. I just feel like it's gonna be a defensive battle. Not 13-3, Pats over Rams that one year. Was that 2019? Yeah. But, I don't know.
I think, the under is the favorite. It's minus 112 for under 45.5. And actually, it's minus 108 for over 45.5. So, it's go either way. I think there's going to be some points because I think Seahawks let up a lot of points. So, I think...
Which is weird for
New
a
England,
good defense.
New England hasn't played in good weather in a month.
True.
Right. So you're saying they might light it up because of that.
I think they'll score some points. I think both teams might score some points.
I think both teams are going to score. I think both teams are going to score.
Okay. Usually when I think it's under, it goes over and the other way. So, yeah, I mean, it probably will go over. And, we'll see. I'm just gonna say it. I think I'm doing the reverse hedge.
The emotional hedge,
whatever, not reverse hedge. I think the Pats are gonna win, but
oh, really?
Yeah, obviously, I'm hoping they don't, but they just Vrabel. I think he's that dude. He's that good a coach. I think they'll find a way, and he has the edge over this Mike McDonald, and
Mike McDonald's pretty impressive. I have heard of a couple of his philosophies and the way he goes about things. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, they made it this far for sure. But I just the emotional hedge. I just think I'm not going to bet on it, but like I think the Pats are going to win.
Listen,
hate to say
bet on it. Then you'll feel good about it at least.
I think the best thing I saw so far for like betting one, it was the largest lead under 14.5. It was like even money.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I think you pointed that out.
That's pretty, like, I don't know. Seems too easy, right?
I know.
How do you guys feel about this whole, like, Sam Darnold situation?
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy for him. I always like Sam. He was, you know, put in a terrible situation. It's the Jets, right? And he went to, like, what, three other teams in between? Yeah. You know, if I'm the Vikings, I'd be more upset. From a Viking fan.
Totally. Vikings, yeah. Everyone should be on the Vikings.
Well, their GM lost his job. That's definitely why, I think.
Oh, he got fired?
He got fired, yeah.
2 days ago, I think.
Oh, yeah, because they're probably looking at it like, oh, like, wait.
He was at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. They fired him.
Wow. But, yeah, it makes sense. J.J. McCarthy was a train wreck. What's the plan going forward? You had Sam Darnold in the building. Playoff, you know, he had a bad playoff game. So what, you know,
MVP candidate.
And they let Daniel Jones go too.
That's
yes.
right.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Who was about to, you know,
who was like, killing it? Yeah.
MVP.
Also MVP candidate. Yeah.
And they would have definitely taken out JJ for Daniel Jones if like that's the way JJ was playing. Daniel Jones played great in the beginning of the season.
Yeah,
he did.
Wow. Yep. Wow. Yeah, so if you're a Vikings fan, you're really like, oh my god, you know? Yeah. So.
I give props to Sam Darnold because he's doing tons of interviews and he's nothing but a gentleman and complimentary of like never said a bad thing. He's like
he's always been very likable. Always.
He's like, I needed all these experiences to get where I am. He's like, and they specifically ask about what about the Jets? And he's like, No. I needed to go through everything. And that's why I'm here today.
You know,
you can tell he's genuine, not unlike like Zach Wilson.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, he's definitely like he's a good kid. And it's funny because I always think back to I think it was Sam's like rookie season. He was on you know one of Portnoy's pizza reviews, and it was him and who was with him, Josh Allen. But like. Darnold was like featured in the pizza review. Like Josh Allen was almost like that other guy that was with him. It was odd.
Yeah.
I can't even describe it. It was odd.
And
then, you know, flip like a year later or maybe 2 years later, and Josh Allen's like the star quarterback. Darnold's struggling, you know, and it's like now here we are, you know, Darnold's the guy. He actually makes a Super Bowl. Josh Allen still hasn't made a Super Bowl.
That's crazy, man.
Which is wild to think. Yeah.
You think about that draft, right? You have Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Sam Darnold's the one that goes to the Super Bowl. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy for him. I have a
wrestling comparison for Sam Darnold.
Okay.
Wrestling people would get. Sam Darnold is Cody Rhodes. So Cody Rhodes is the son of Dusty Rhodes, right? So he gets into WWE. He goes through his lame, like, Stardust and I'm a loser phase, which is the Jets and the Panthers. Then he's like, all right, I'm too good. I'm too good at this, but they're not giving me a shot. He goes to AEW, which I would equate that to his Niners Viking stage. So he goes to AEW. He's the man. He's doing backflips off of turnbuckles and wins titles and gets to showcase that he's the main eventer. And then he goes to Seattle, right? which WWE brings him back, and Cody Rhodes is the American Dream and wins WrestleMania, and that's going to be Cody. That's going to be Sam Darnold.
Okay,
and he wins Super Bowl.
I love it. It's pretty good. It's pretty
Super Bowl 60.
Pretty on point.
All right,
I like that.
All right. Hey, we just got to hope Sam doesn't see ghosts, right? It's just don't see ghosts.
I also don't understand that one either because, like, he says he sees ghosts, right? Meaning there's defenses, they're coming from all over. Why was that so bad? Everyone, like, everyone turns that into, like, the butt fumble.
Well,
butt fumble's bad.
Well, because it was against the Patriots on national TV. So it was, like, it was very much, I think it was a Thursday night game, too. So it was like,
either Monday. I remember it was on ESPN. I think
it was either Monday night or a Thursday night game. It could have even been a Sunday night game, but it was a national game against the Pats at MetLife. Like, it had all the comparisons to that butt fumble game. So,
but like, it's not like something that he. I don't know. He's just like, all right, you can't help it. Like, the defense is coming at him so fast from all angles, right?
Yeah, right.
He's saying like, it's like I'm seeing ghosts, right? But I didn't think that was anything crazy, but the media turns into, like, they made fun of him as if it was a butt fumble. I don't understand.
It was weird. Yeah, I feel like if quarterback has a bad game and throws multiple picks, like, in a press game, post-game conference, they're like, yeah, I was just seeing things that weren't there. Like, why was that weird?
It's kind of like in like, I don't know, Rocky or a boxing fight or whatever. It's like, I see three of them out there. Like, you're getting beat up. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
But
the media seemed like he was like seeing Casper, as opposed to it's just an analogy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he had the mono his rookie year, so that happened.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Jets. Everything with the Jets gets blown out of proportion. You know, it's just like
it's not fair. It's not really not. I don't know.
Yeah, that's.
I'm rooting for him.
New York market.
But if he beats the Pats in the Super Bowl, that's a victory for the New York Jets.
Right? Yeah, no, it is. It is, for sure.
I'm
rooting for him hard.
You beat those ghosts. You beat those ghosts.
Yeah, you beat the ghosts, yeah. No, I'm rooting for him hard. I'm going to be a diehard Seahawks fan Sunday. So.
And Seattle is, like, likable. Like, there's nothing I don't like about them.
Yeah.
And, Leonard Williams is on the team. I want him
Big Cat, too. I forgot. That's right. That's right. We got the two USC guys that we... that we drafted.
First USC quarterback in the Super Bowl.
Wait, ever? What?
Ever.
What?
No.
No way.
First USC quarterback that ever made the Super Bowl.
Like, even as a backup? Everything?
I don't know about backup, but definitely the first one started.
I'm trying to think of all the known... So, Leinart obviously didn't have a good NFL career.
Rodney Pete? No. Leinart.
John David Booty?
Sanchez? No.
What about what's his face? Oh, God. He was the Bengals quarterback.
Carson Palmer? No.
Carson Palmer? Yeah. No. Yeah. Wow.
I'm thinking, but, like, they have a big history. Like, no one in, like, the OJ days? Like, wow.
Nah, because there's, like, no, I feel like, really known USC quarterbacks. They were always known for, like, running backs.
Running backs,
wide receivers, you know. Interesting.
Oh, I got a fun one that you could Google later. We can't go through it now. But there's, like, a maybe less than 10 quarterbacks that share the Super Bowl quarterbacks that share the alma mater of United States president, so you can look that up.
There's less than
I think there's less than 10. Like, one example, random, and I think it's a hard one, is like Joe Flacco won. He went to Delaware.
Well, Biden. Flacco Biden.
Yeah, Biden went to Delaware. So that's one.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so there's like, less than
I think
10.
There's a couple of Michigan, maybe there's one Michigan one, but yeah, because like they all go to, you know, usually the presidents go to Ivy League schools, but the ones that didn't.
I'm trying to think who did. So okay, so Obama went to Yale, right? Was he a Yale guy? So yeah. Trump went to Penn.
Yeah. So these are like random ones. You got to Google it though. But I want to say there's more than five, but less than 10.
Okay. No, I believe it. That makes sense. That makes sense.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, but, yeah.
I'm gonna say Seattle Seahawks win the Super Bowl just because I think the team is better.
Okay, I hope. What about you guys?
I think the team's better.
Adam, Paul, want to take a
34-24 Seattle. Sam Darnold wins the MVP.
Oh, that's pretty 10-point win. I'd like that. I'd like a comfortable win.
27-21 Seattle, Kenneth Walker, MVP.
Okay. Kenneth Walker, he's been killing it. Is Charbonnet going to play too, or is he out?
No, he's got a torn ACL.
Oh, it was that bad? Shit. Damn.
Yeah, I'm going to say running back Manoni?
Yeah, he did okay last game. He had like one drop, I think, but he was okay otherwise. Yeah.
I'm going to say this is going to be, the MVP is going to be defensive. It's going to be Witherspoon.
Okay. I like that.
Okay. Okay, so I'm the only one taking the Pats here. I mean, I'm doing the emotional hedge, but I just,
we know you don't want it.
I know. I definitely don't. Like, I don't like, at all. But they just somehow they fucking pull it off. Like, I don't know.
I know.
I mean, the only
like Diggs. I don't want to see him get a ring.
Oh, I hate him. I do not like him.
He shouldn't even be playing, scumbag.
It's not even the Cardi B stuff. Just even before that, I never liked him.
Oh, they're so annoying.
I know.
Nah, he's annoying. I never liked him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like the whole thing with Josh Allen and Diggs. Remember at the end, it was kind of like,
yeah,
who's better? Who makes, like, who? For him to get there and win it with the Pats before Allen gets there, that's got, like, that's tough.
I know. I was saying this to you guys, like, who, like, which fan base has it, like, worse than the Jets? With the Pats making the Super Bowl, and like none of you guys could guess it. I was just thinking, all I could think about was Bills fans. Like,
yeah,
I mean, how bad is that? 8 years they make the playoffs, don't make the Super Bowl once with this team, with this core. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. You fire the coach, but I think it's on front office and scouts and that whole team. Get this guy number one wide receiver. Right, we see like Puka with the Rams. We see like there's so many wide receivers out there. Even the Rams got Devontae Adams. Like, you couldn't go out and get Devontae Adams.
I'm trying to think who have they had. Well, they had Diggs, they had Gabe Davis, Shakir.
I'm sorry, Gabe Davis stinks. He had one game.
No, I know. Yeah, he was not that great.
Blew up, but that guy sucked.
They had that loser Matt Collins, who's now on the Pats too. I hate that guy.
He sucks.
Oh, he's another one.
Him with the barefoot and the.
Oh my god!
Get Josh Allen a wide receiver. Like, get him some help.
I know,
for sure.
I know, because he's mostly just running like all the time.
Yeah, seriously.
Even. Patrick Mahomes, I'm so interested to see. I think they have the 10th pick. What they're going to do with that 10th pick? Are they going to get Pat Mahomes a weapon, or are they going to go?
Yep. Jeremiah Love.
Oh, man.
That'd be interesting. Holy cow.
Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, Knicks up 2. Minute 12 left.
Good game. Yeah, it's a great game. Bunsen killing it.
Who they got? Denver?
Denver, yeah. Yeah, Murray looks amazing. But, I think it'll be a good game. It's going to be a tight game.
Yeah.
What about Bad Bunny halftime? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I was going to get energy into that. So, we know it's going to be two things. Gay and demonic. With that being said, I like Bad Bunny.
You think so? Him? Like, isn't it just going to be like energy, like dance?
Well, he's definitely wearing a dress.
Yeah, is he supposed to be wearing a dress? This is like the big rumor.
Wear a dress.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Why? Is he gay? Like an actual gay person?
I don't think
homosexual.
So.
I don't think so. But
okay.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
He's an interesting guy.
Yeah, sure. But like every, you know, a lot of these halftime shows, they're always like kind of demonic. Let's be honest. That Rihanna won a couple years ago. The Weeknd won. During COVID, remember that one? That one was creepy.
I turned on the Grammys for like a little bit, and literally the first thing,
of course,
that was on TV was Lady Gaga staring into my soul with her with the thing on her head. I'm like, all right, I'm good.
I know. I tried sending the. It was like Lady Gaga with Tate McRae, and Tate McRae, she's pretty hot, and like she's just like a normal looking girl. And she's taking a picture with Lady Gaga, and like Lady Gaga's like pale white, like looks like she wants to like murder somebody, like wearing all red. I'm like, dude, like come on, how do people not see this? Like, she would be that like gothic kid that you were terrified of in high school.
Right.
I swear to God, in like 2005, I stumbled into a bar like hammered. 2005, I think it was 18 years old. And she was playing the piano. She was nobody. She was just playing the piano.
Yeah, she's
in... and she looked normal. She was like really pretty.
I love her. I think she's fantastic. I love the Grammys. I love her performance. Shit. I think she's awesome. Like I shared a meme with Adam. I was like, tough guys in the gym, like jacked as hell, and it was like, what's in their headphones? And the guy was like, yeah, man, I'm just listening to blah blah blah. But I was like, yeah, that's probably me. Just listening to Lady Gaga.
I love it. Yeah.
Well,
just bench pressing 200 and something pounds.
What was amazing. What's the movie with her and
Star is Born.
Bradley Cooper. Yes, I thought she's gorgeous in that movie. Like,
did I ever tell you that story? So Adam, I see Adam on a Saturday. Adam goes, "Hey man, watch this movie. It's really good." So that Saturday night, I watched the movie. The next morning, I see Adam in the gym. I was like, "Adam, we've been crying all night. What the hell? Why'd you come to watch this movie?"
The end of that movie.
He's like, "Yeah,
yeah."
He's like. I was like, the ending? He's like, yeah, suicide. like, thanks for ruining my weekend.
Yeah.
crying all night.
That's one of those movies where I can't watch the ending. Like, it's just so depressing.
It's a good movie, though.
Good movie. Yeah. Yeah.
The soundtrack is phenomenal.
I'm on the deep end.
even the other songs are so good.
Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah, and good cast, you know. Dice is in it, and Chappelle, and it's like a bunch of people. But Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
I mean,
here's my thing: Bad Bunny is super entertaining. I think, like, I didn't know much of his music, but he was like on WWE, trying to be a wrestler, and like,
I remember that.
Incredible.
Yeah.
He was really good. He was awesome.
Listen,
and then,
he's one of the most popular musicians on the planet for sure.
Yeah,
in the world.
And then Saturdays, I usually don't go out, so I watch SNL. Even when it's like corny and bad, I watch like pretty much all of them. And if I don't watch them, I see them in the morning or something like that.
Yeah.
He was so good on SNL. He's talented.
He's a cat. He's a caddy in Happy Gilmore 2.
He was the best character in Happy Gilmore 2. He was the best character. I think he's going to kill it. He's going to do great. It doesn't matter what language he speaks. I think he should be entertaining. I don't know if he's going to do political stuff. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's just like a entertaining show, and I think it's gonna be really good. It's gonna be exciting.
Well, first off, Joker almost hit that fucking shot. Holy cow!
I don't know.
He hit that.
Yeah.
I would have just laughed. Unfortunately,
the reason they're doing this is global reach. He has the most global
1,000%.
Followers, visitors, yeah. Everything. So that's because now the Saints are going to France. I think the Giants might be playing them in France. Which, Adam, let's go to France.
Let's do it.
But I they're going all over the world, so I think that's the reason for this.
Yeah, no, 1,000%. I mean, I think a lot of people speak Spanish around the globe. The NFL's clearly been trying to be a global sport, like kind of like the NBA is, and actually all the other sports, it seems like, except for the NFL. So they're trying to do that, and no, I get the point, and I like Spanish music, I like Bad Bunny's music, it's fine, but yeah, there probably will be some political stuff. He's a big, he's been speaking out about ICE for years now.
Let me ask you this though. I know all the people are with their pitchforks and lanterns saying, "Oh my God, he doesn't speak English," and this and this, right? Yeah. Who ever gave a crap about the halftime show? Ever? Like, who watches it? Who gives
Well,
a crap?
I will
like,
say this. I will say this. Like, people who don't like football, they act like, for example, my mother-in-law, she doesn't care about sports at all, but she's like always excited for the halftime show. So
it what
does
if
have
it's
an
Kendrick
audience.
Lamar? Was she excited for Kendrick Lamar?
That's the
Lamar?
Thing. Yeah, like, exactly. Like, Jay-Z now being in charge of this shit, it's always going to be like hip-hop artists now. You know,
and I don't think that's great either.
I don't either.
The most popular music right now in the country is country music, whether you like it, hate it, or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
So like, why couldn't they get Morgan Wallen there? Or like, forget about it. Like, Taylor Swift is, like, they couldn't get her on there. Maybe she doesn't want to do it. I don't know. But
they've
like, there's other options.
Her.
Like,
yeah,
get people on there to do it, but I don't know. Maybe they really, I think, had this agenda of if we get Bad Bunny, we will reach global viewership.
You can't make everyone happy. I think Usher kind of everyone agreed on. I didn't see much backlash when he did that.
Yeah,
halftime
Usher
show.
Rihanna was perfect.
You thought what?
Usher and Rihanna.
Yeah, Rihanna. I mean, hers. She was pregnant, and everything was red and kind of demonic. But
it should be like forget about the music, like, because yeah, everybody has different tastes in music. Like, I'm sure Adam would love Metallica out there, right? And I think that'd be great. But a lot of people don't like that. Like, that's a different. If you have that taste, right? I think it's got to be entertaining. You have to entertain.
100%.
So if you had Metallica, hypothetically, just make sure you have tons of fire and pyro.
Yeah,
and
fireworks
maybe,
and all that. Yep.
And guests and stuff like that. Like, whatever it is, whoever it is, just entertain everybody. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. It just sucks that everything has to be.
This whole thing is like, oh, we don't understand the language he speaks. That's bullshit, because you're telling me 50, 60, and 70. Like, my parents absolutely do not understand a word Kendrick Lamar or The Weeknd are saying.
Right.
So, like, it doesn't matter what language it is.
Yeah.
Like, just entertain us.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. But, yeah, people always find a way, you know, to complain. Like, if Morgan Wallen, which I'd love that, right? But, like, you know, he's kind of controversial, so you'd have all these people like, fucking right-wing artists. Like, you know, people just find a way to make everything
but like,
political.
When they get when they get up there and sing, right, like someone like that, he's singing about, like, broken hearts and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
He's not singing about ice or anything.
No, definitely
so,
not.
So, like, I don't know. It's like, I think everyone is getting wound up just to get wound up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, listen, I'll be tuning in. You know, it'll be fine. Like I said, as long as the Patriots lose, you know, it's a success.
That's all that matters. That's
all that matters on Sunday for me. Yeah. Anything else on the, you know, the
heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
Heads. I don't know.
I'm going to go heads.
Heads.
Oh, wait. Let me give you my prop bet.
Oh, yeah. Grand. What do you got?
Cooper Kupp touchdown.
Ooh. Cooper Kupp.
I like it.
Christian Gonzalez is going to shadow Jackson Smith and Jeeba the whole game, I would assume, right?
Yeah.
So you take that. So he goes against the number two corner there. And then in 9 consecutive games, he's gotten a red zone target.
Oh, that's a nice one. That's nice. What's it right now? What's it at?
Let me pull it up.
My guess is plus...
Probably not that big, but...
Yeah, plus 240 or something. I don't know.
I think it's higher.
Ooh.
Let's see. Anybody else have another one? Or?
I have one. I like two, actually. I like Hunter Henry.
I was going to say that one, yeah.
And I like... DJ sent it. Shout out to DJ. A lineman catching a touchdown.
That's good.
Have either of the teams done that this year?
I'm sure.
I think the Pats run a lot of big packages with lineups.
Just because Vrabel
did it as a player.
Did it twice.
Yeah.
He did two Super Bowls.
That's a good point.
So, like,
yeah.
I feel like that's a thing, you know?
That's a good point.
It is 260 Cup.
260. I was close. I said 240.
You're very close.
I was very close. Okay. Yeah, I like Hunter Henry. Or what about Booty?
Yeah, I like Booty.
Booty's a nice one. I'll bet that one. Who's the tight end on Seattle?
Barner.
He's good.
Another good one.
How about him?
That's got to be like plus 450 or maybe 240. Higher. What is it?
240.
Oh, man, he's not suck.
That's not it's not great.
Yeah, that's terrible. They're getting worse.
Well, question for you guys. Like, Trayvon Henderson, his odds are way down, but Ramondre Stevenson, his things are all much higher. Why is that?
That was like that last game, too. I don't know.
He's been getting a lot, like all the carries, really.
Like, a touchdown for Henderson was like plus 500. That was like, what?
That's wild, because he can break it anytime.
That is wild. Yeah, didn't he have multiple touchdown games, too? He had a few of those.
Anytime he gets the ball, he can break it.
Yeah.
Was he hurt or something? Maybe something I didn't know. But yeah, look at the odds for Henderson. It's way down. Everything's way down.
That's a good one to throw it up. Yeah.
I like a Drake May. I hate all these Pats prop bets. I don't really want to bet them, but I like
what
a
about,
May rushing touchdown. Yeah.
Have you guys heard about this octopus bet?
Oh yeah. I feel like we've talked about that on here before, haven't we?
So it's a player scoring a touchdown and getting this 2-point conversion.
Right. Right.
Who would be, not saying that you're betting it, but who would be the guy?
I'm thinking Drake May.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah. Rushing?
Yeah, just like a rushing touchdown, and then
he would have to rush and rush again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Who would see that coming? I don't know.
I feel like I just bet JSN just because he's a fucking machine.
Who?
Fucking Jamal Murray.
JSN.
Oh yeah, he's so good. He is so good. Yeah. Yeah, I like that one too. Is that on there? Like they have those? Yeah.
Yeah, you can bet them. Yeah, for anybody. I think I would go running back for that one. Just it's conservative, but I don't know.
No, it makes the most sense for sure. Definitely. Definitely. Going back to the Bills, it is so crazy that team hasn't been to a Super Bowl. Like I feel like they have, but they haven't.
I don't feel bad for them because I watched the Four Falls of Buffalo, and they were idiots the whole way through all of it. I mean, they happened to run into the best Cowboys teams ever the last 2 years. They had no shots. But the Giants game, they should have won, and they should have won against the Redskins. They were dumbasses.
Yeah.
And how many games did they lose, like, heartbreaking defeat? Like, that's on you. If it happens once or twice, fine. If it happens five times, like, sorry, it's Josh Allen.
Cursed.
Stop choking.
Cursed
Stop
franchise. Choking. Yeah, cursed franchise. They get their new stadium next year, but yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe that'll break the curse.
Like, McDermott got fired because Josh Allen had a horrible game. And Josh Allen's crying in front of the old owner, unconsolable, can't speak to the owner. Like, if he went to the owner and said, hey, that's my coach, keep him, he'd probably have a job, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, Landry Shamet is the greatest shooter in the NBA.
Dude, he's been incredible. So good. I love
it. That's the best vet minimum guy in the league right now.
The hockey way.
And then, do you see him with his shirt off? He's ripped. He's got an eight-pack.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Doc. Please tell me he is, like, Middle Eastern.
Shemet? Yeah.
Has to be, right? Think. Yeah, that maybe. Name, his the way maybe he looks.
Turkish?
He's got to be something. He's Doc.
Let me see. Let's Google.
I want to say Turk.
Yeah, we can Turkish Google this. What?
I'm only thinking because, like, what's his name? Mehmet Okur? He was Turkish.
I'm hoping he's Indian. Let's see.
Maybe Moroccan?
That's what I'm thinking. Moroccan.
Egyptian, Moroccan.
Biracial with a white mother.
Turkish.
And a black father.
He went to Boise. No, his mom went to Boise State. No.
Well, he went to Wichita.
Wichita.
he was born in Kansas City, Missouri.
What the
hell? Wow, he's half white, half black. No fucking way.
Interesting.
Bro, I thought for sure he's like...
Whatever, he's still the Ock.
Dude, he looks like I would walk into a bodega in the Bronx and like that guy's behind. You know what I'm saying? Like that guy's making me a chopped cheese. Like what the probably. Fuck? That's crazy.
That guy's making me a chopped cheese. I love it.
that is wild. I did not see that coming. Okay.
Ratchet.
Okay. Speaking of which, let's NBA trade deadline.
God, Carl Towns defense. Jesus
Christ. Deadline is absolutely lit.
So, yeah, I guess let's rank biggest trade to, you know, and just kind of all of them. I guess the biggest was the Harden one.
Yeah.
Or AD.
But AD, that one, bigger, like, doesn't move the needle for anybody. It was so weird.
Yeah, so, I don't get that. What was that?
So what happened? So like,
so Washington gets AD, and they gave up a couple of kind of not great first rounders and some young talent.
Yeah.
So now Washington has Trae Young and Anthony Davis just waiting for next year.
So pretty much they traded Luka for Marvin Bagley and some picks.
I guess.
Is that what they did?
I don't know. They don't know what they're doing. Yeah.
Max
Nico should be sent to prison. My God.
Jesus.
Disaster.
So bad. so bad.
Tyree Cooper and AD didn't get one game together.
Wow, that's right.
They didn't play one game.
The Kyrie effect. Yep.
Not one game. Oh my god.
is it possible Kyrie gets moved too in a day?
Yeah, I think so. It's very possible.
Where's he go? Lakers?
I don't know where it happened. I definitely think they got to be exploring that at this point. You know.
What if he goes to the Knicks?
Nah. Ooh, Kyrie?
No.
I would love that.
Oh no.
Does that make sense?
Who says no to a Kyrie for Austin Reeves trade?
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking Lakers. I think LeBron's like, hey, I'm not getting any younger. Get me Kyrie.
LeBron's out no matter what. He hates that ownership and they hate him and it's over.
I also think the Lakers are going to keep that sheet clean because I think they're going to make a Giannis play in the offseason.
Okay.
See that?
Assuming Giannis is still there.
Right. Right.
I mean, God forbid the Lakers not have a superstar too.
NBA
won't let that happen.
I think Giannis is going to go to Minnesota by tomorrow.
By tomorrow?
You totally see it, yeah.
Wow.
Tomorrow's deadline, right?
Yeah, 3 o'clock, right? Something like that.
Yeah. I think it's going to get done.
I don't think it's happening. Minnesota, I can't picture it at all.
The reason I say it's going to happen is I think it's the only team that has a combination of picks and young players to give up. All the other teams have one or the other. I think they have a combination of both. And I think they're willing to do like what Toronto did when they got Kawhi.
Take
a risk for 1 year. They don't have to necessarily have him on the books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a fun tandem.
I just can't picture it. It's so crazy. But yeah, let's get crazy. So you think it's gonna? I don't know. I just feel like it's not gonna happen. I feel like it would have happened. I don't know. We still got time.
This is why Mitchell Robinson's MVP. Did you see him slap the ball out of?
He was guarding Murray on the perimeter.
That's crazy. You're
guarding Murray on the perimeter. This is why
he's the man.
He's an ace. He's an ace in the hole.
Yeah, he's secret weapon. Secret weapon. Absolutely.
Never trade that guy.
No, ever. No, they can't.
This game is incredible. Adam, you have it on?
I got it on GameCast, actually. I got it on TV in the room.
Cat with the bully play.
Bully time.
What else was a big trade? I guess the Harden for Garland trade.
Let me just say, I think that it was smarter the Knicks to pull out of this Giannis thing because.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with this.
I think, continuity now, like, it was with the big three era kind of over, like, continuity is really important. So do you really want to go back to the drawing board with a new roster for, like, the third year in a row when
you
already, just right now, are already probably the favorite to win the East as is, and you're playing really good basketball? It doesn't make sense, you know?
If he was 27, 28. Right.
Totally.
I'm in.
Different story.
He's what, about to be 32?
Yep.
Yeah, I had him on my fantasy team last year. He was amazing. He played all the time, played injured. He was game time decision every game, but he played.
Mikal Bridges.
Well, let's see. I'm like, oh, what a block. I'm like 10 seconds behind.
I love how everyone's on a different time.
Like, I know. Adam's like, all right, I'll see it in 20 minutes.
Or death time right now.
But, meanwhile, the people at the garden, this is probably like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Sorry. All right, let's just watch the last like 20 seconds here. Sorry, anyone who's listening.
Real quick, when I was at the Nets game a couple weeks back, I had my phone on me, right? And then it's a close game, and there's like 4 seconds left. I put my phone, I turned it upside down because I'm like, I really don't want to get spoiled by the outcome with my phone. But then I realized I'm in the building live. I don't really think my phone's going to spoil this.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, we're so like accustomed now to all these different times. Crazy. That's so funny. You're like, wait, I'm here.
If the phone beats me live, then we got bigger issues.
Yeah,
than
we
that.
Got. We really. Yeah, that'd be fucked. What other big trades? I think, you know, back to the Harden, I was saying doesn't really move the needle for the Cavs just because Harden's not a clutch player at all. And I don't know.
No.
Well, the one thing I'll say with that trade is Harden plays basketball. Like Darius Garland doesn't play basketball. He's out.
That's true. He's out a lot. Yep.
Yeah. So you have that.
Hold on.
Is this ref kidding me? That little midget guy? I hate that ref, by the way.
All right.
You would never get a call with him.
Wait, what happened? I got it muted. They called a foul there?
Is he for real?
That's not even... God. On the three?
No. Oh. On the four. Mikhail, he's boxing out. Like, is this guy for real?
That? They're calling that? It was after the buzzer.
That's not even a foul.
That's a joke. Come on. You can't call that.
They're both locked up.
You can't call that.
Wait, on OG?
No, on Mikhail.
On Mikhail.
Look at this. All right, ready? I mean, it was like 0.1 left.
Pushes him there.
Nah, that's a joke.
Yeah.
Come on. There was like 0.1 left. You can't call that.
No. It's rough. I'm not even calling that with 10 minutes left. Like, oh my God. I hate this, bro. Every review has gone Denver's way, by the way. This game, like four of them. Anyway.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. They'll probably talk about this for 20 minutes.
Go ahead.
No,
I was just gonna say I'm kind of excited that the Nets are staying out of the Giannis sweepstake and like they're focused on a rebuild. Like a true let's get young guys in here. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the right time. I do think if they win the lottery and Giannis is still there, I think that they would kind of change their mind on that.
Yeah.
Like if they land one of these top three picks, I could see them be like, hey, okay, so we get Peterson, we got Igor, we got MPJ. If we add Giannis to this, we might be able to move up the ladder a little bit quicker. So,
you're saying
that's a good
thing. Like, give up those for Giannis or no? You're saying add?
No, I would just give up, like, because the Nets have like 500 picks the next 15 years.
Yeah.
So you trade like four or five of those.
Yeah.
And I think that beats anyone's offer anyway. Like, if they're like, here's picks first. Like no one's offering three, so
yeah.
I can't believe the fucking they call. this game, the timing of it. Oh my God, that's ridiculous, man.
No.
All right, so Paul's already. Well, actually, I don't know where Juice is at with it. He's probably got the same as Paul.
I'm just on MSG. ESPN. Sorry.
I'm on MSG. And he makes both. Great.
Yeah, we're ahead of you.
Yeah. Sorry. What'd the Nets get? They made a trade today. They got cash consideration.
Yeah, they got cash, they got a second round pick, and they got
Oshobi.
Yeah, for free, basically.
Yeah.
So.
And then what else happened? I saw Coby White went to the Hornets. Him and who was
I like it? That team. Him I like
and,
the Hornets.
Him and who else went there? Him and I forget who else. And then who from the
Shout
Hornets?
Out to the Bulls, by the way. DeRozan, Coby White, Zach LaVine, Nick Vukovic. They didn't acquire one first round pick for any of those guys.
Oh Jesus. Really?
Not one first round pick.
Oh yeah, Vucevic went to the Celtics for what, Anthony Simons?
Yeah, I think that's a great move for Boston. I think he's gonna kill it there.
Yeah, I know.
That's what they do. They shoot threes, and he's a great shooter.
Yep,
so
that's a good move for them. Yeah. Of course. What other trades were there? That were significant. Anything?
Jaren Jackson.
Oh, duh. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That was a big one. That was a shocker. I thought the Jazz were sellers.
So yeah, I think. Danny Ainge and also Washington's GM, I think they're feeling a little bit of pressure to kind of get better soon.
How just long has Hardy been the coach there?
Yeah, like Hardy's been there a minute. At some point, like the coach is going to turn on you.
Yeah.
The league already did turn on them. I think everyone kind of lasted them anyway. So, but then to become buyers and then for Washington to become buyers, I think at some point it's like
like they're not ready to compete yet, but I feel like they're just kind of like, we have to, like, if we don't do this, like, I don't know. I feel like they felt a little bit of pressure from the media, maybe internally from coaches and stuff like that, because Utah makes this move and they trade assets, you know, a bunch of first round picks, and they get Jaren Jackson, but they're still like, even next year, like, they're still, what are they going to be, a 10 seed? Like, I don't know. They still got a long way to go to me.
The Jazz. So it's all right. So yeah. Keontae George, who's been a really nice surprise. Laurie, who's a pussy, but you know, he's good when he plays.
So Ace Bailey, Walker Kessler.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good group, but like, I don't know. Where are they really going?
They probably need one more starter, like legit starter. Yeah. And then I think they could be a playoff team, but I don't know. It's interesting what they're doing there. Considering what they like were doing there, like we were like, okay, are they tanking? Like, I don't know.
The Washington strategy to me is really interesting because they go get Trey, they go get AD. Both of those guys are not going to play this year.
No.
So now you tank. You're in the lotto. You got Trey Johnson already in your bag from last year. If they win the lotto or get a second or third pick at Boozer or get one of these guys. And then Trae Young and Anthony Davis are healthy next year. All of a sudden, you're like, whoa, this team's not that bad.
Yeah.
Can I make one point with Trae Young?
Yeah.
What is his injury?
Yeah, great question. I have no idea. We haven't seen him in a long time.
Isn't it just a bruised hit? Like, how was Silver not getting a medical doctor team in there to be like, what is the issue here? Why can't he play?
Yeah.
It's a joke.
There's nothing wrong about how they're going to hammer tanking, and it just hasn't happened.
He's doing less every year. I don't get it.
I know.
He could play.
Definitely. Yeah, he has a bruised knee.
Oh, how clever. how clever.
Well, no, what was it for Mäkinen? Lori? It was like Markkanen. It was not Mäkinen.
It was, well, illness and then conditioning. And
yeah. It was like post-illness conditioning. I don't know. It was something so... I was like, you got to be kidding me.
The Jazz have no shame.
None.
I had one guy on the fantasy team, and it said, he's out. And it said thumbs. Both thumbs.
Oh, man.
What the hell was he doing?
Thumbs. Well, last year would be crazy, because I had Lauri Markkanen last year in fantasy. And like he'd be having a great game, and it'd be a close game, and then all of a sudden, like he doesn't play the last 7 minutes.
No,
I'm like, what are you, this is shameless.
He's been, it's shameless. I have him this year. He's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. I had him. I traded him. I traded his ass. I was like, fuck this. Like, I'm done. I can't. Jaren Jackson. Damn, that was someone I really wanted for the Knicks.
Yeah,
if they were gonna make any move. So I was jealous of that one. What else? I think that's it, bunch of small
ones. He's injury prone, though. So you get Jaren Jackson, you got to live with that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's tough, man. There's really not many players who are just playing all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Really isn't. Even Joker was hurt this year.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough, you know. Like, what was each of your guys' number one picks in the fantasy league this year? Like, mine was Steph Curry. He's been injured a lot.
He missed a lot of time.
Yeah, it's been really frustrating.
Amen, Thompson.
How's he been?
Like, he's always playing.
He's always playing. That's good.
I draft young guys on winning teams, so they kept the play. That's it.
That's good. Juice, who would you take?
Luka.
And Luka, he's been playing a lot, right?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah
he played. He's a monster. And then Adam, who was your top pick?
I had Jokic. He's missed a ton of time.
Oh yeah, but that was like a fluke because I had him 2 years ago and he played all the time.
Yeah, he rarely ever takes resting days or.
Oh no, he's definitely like for a Euro. He I don't know. Some of the Euro guys are tough, and then you got Lori, and then you got Lori Markkanen. Who's
yeah.
But I think that's more of a Utah thing.
Oh, maybe it might have been. Yeah, it might be. It might be.
You know.
Yeah. Anything else in the trade deadline? I mean, we still got Harden,
We talk about Harden. I like that trade a lot for Cleveland. I think I wouldn't want to play them in the playoffs. Really,
I think
it'd be very tough.
He's never made the finals. Anytime he's gotten close, he has like the worst game of his life. Like that game seven. Remember the Rockets? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. He just disappears. Like, does that change now? I don't know. I
think it's a good fit with him and Mitchell.
Oh, they're going to score. They're going to score 1,000 points. I mean, they're going to the offense. You know, because they got Kenny coaching.
Yeah,
he's really good with like big guys. Like set big guys up. Like I can see him dropping a lot of lobs for Allen and Mobley.
Yeah, yep. Like they'll be a fun team to watch. Yeah.
Tyson Merrill can shoot with anybody.
Yeah,
they're dangerous for sure.
No, they're definitely 100%, and it's definitely an upgrade over Garland. So we'll see.
I think that was my thing. Sure. I just didn't think Garland was anything at all. Like Harden's definitely an upgrade.
Yeah, definitely.
Over Garland.
Definitely.
You got the Jared McCain thing too.
Oh yeah.
Okay, he's been in the G League a lot this year, and they got a first round pick for him from Oklahoma City. I guess Oklahoma City has extra picks to trade, but
yeah, I mean, obviously there was a lot of optimism with him. I think he's been struggling off the injury, but he'll probably thrive in OKC.
Seriously.
You know, the rich get richer. What else?
Jalen.
But yeah, we got. We got how many hours until 12? We got like 18 hours until the big shot, six. Mr. Clutch.
Yeah, 18. It's at 4 p.m. the deadline.
Yeah, so we got some 18. We got some time. Nice. Juice. It might happen. Giannis trade.
Maybe something tonight.
He'll go to Minnesota. God, Minnesota. Dude. That's where everything's happening. Yeah, just don't go to an ICE protest, and he'll be all right.
And Ja's the other one that we're waiting on.
Is that definitely happening, Morant?
They're trying.
I would think because like he'll be the biggest malcontent if he doesn't get traded.
What's a good fit for him?
I think Miami. I think Spoelstra could rein him in.
I can see Miami.
But then again, Miami, him in the nightlife, I don't know.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be rough. Oh, my God. You know?
Yeah. But I don't know. Spoelstra, Riley, they have a way of using their voodoo to control everybody. So.
Of course, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Toronto.
So him and Quickly. Is Toronto?
That'd be fun.
Toronto just has to do stuff, right? Otherwise, they're just forgot about.
They're like, every time somebody gets traded, it's always like, well, Toronto's involved.
Yeah, because Giannis, they were interested in Giannis, right?
Yeah, they're interested in everybody.
Yeah.
And Sabonis.
Oh, Sabonis, that's right. Yep. Yep.
I feel like they just have to do stuff to stay relevant.
Yeah. And then poor Schroeder got traded again. What'd he say? It's like modern slavery or something like that. Didn't he have that quote? He had that quote last year. Because he does get traded a lot.
That's gotta
be rough. I know these guys make a lot of money, but like, well, that's tough.
He can't say modern slavery when he was offered $84 million.
I know.
And his agent turned it down.
That's right.
I'm sorry. That's just stupidity. Yeah. That's you screwed up.
It is a business at the end of the day, you know.
But that's gotta be like crazy. Like, say if they have like multiple kids and like they're in school, and then
that part I feel bad. Yeah,
like out of nowhere, it's like okay, you're going to completely different. It's gotta be weird, but I'm sure they get used to it.
Well, remember what happened with Lillard? I mean that I felt really bad for him because he was in Portland all those years, and then
his wife didn't want to go or something.
When he got traded. He left his kids. I think he ended up getting a divorce. Like, it was bad.
Oh, wow.
It was terrible.
I think it's part of your agreement, right, that when you have an agent, right, you have an agent representing you, they have to present every deal, good or bad, to you, right? So it's not like the agent didn't say, we had this $84 million deal. Hey, what do you want to do? I think it was – because if say, like – the agent took the $84 million deal and didn't tell him about it, then Schroeder could sue the guy and be like, hey, you didn't tell me about the deal. And
yeah.
I could have signed it.
Yeah.
I think he told him about it and then like he was convinced, no, I'm going to get more money. So he didn't take it.
That is brutal.
So I don't know if it's the agent's fault or if it's Schroeder's fault. I think it might be Schroeder's fault.
Yeah.
Schroeder.
Oh, nice pass. All right, Knicks, come on, just fucking win this. Anything else?
This is
on the.
This is stupid because it's the second back. It's the second of a back-to-back game. Like, why are we getting overtime?
I know. Yeah. Double overtime. Double.
Double overtime. Yeah. Yeah.
And they got to play at Detroit on Saturday, I think. Right or Friday, yep. And then at Boston. Tough schedule.
Oof. Yeah, it's tough. That is tough. All right. Anything else on the NBA?
I'm ready for tomorrow. I want two more big trades minimum.
I would love that.
Yeah, let's get some more.
Yeah, we might see something we just didn't see coming at all. You know.
Yeah.
Something real shocking.
Yeah, and Shams will be like, "This has been in the works for 8 months."
Yeah. All right, bro. They finally.
I do miss Woj.
Yes.
Yeah. Woj is way better.
Yeah.
Shams, he puts a lot of stuff where he didn't say anything. It's just like he changes the words a little bit. I'm like, bro, just don't tweet until something happens.
Yeah, I'll get that update. I'll be like, hey, Shams, real quick, and he'll be up there. And he'll be like, yeah, Giannis looks like he wants to get traded. But yeah, they've been talking about this thing for about 3 months now. So
Yeah. So any shows people are watching?
Anything? Eric Schmoss Town.
Oh yeah, where are you at now?
Just finished season one.
Oh, you finished season one.
Banger. Yeah,
banger. It only gets crazier.
Yeah, it was dope.
Yeah, sick show. You guys should definitely get on that.
Which one?
Mayor of Kingstown.
That's next for me.
Another Taylor Sheridan show. It's my favorite. It might be like a Mount Rushmore show for me. It's so good.
I'll check it out for sure.
It was incredible. It was incredible. I never binged a show so fast in my life. I couldn't stop. It was amazing. Yeah, incredible show.
Yeah, it's great.
Very dark and graphic and just warning you, but yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
His and Hers. Paul, did you end up watching it? You said you were going to watch
yet.
It.
Not yet.
No?
I will.
All right, so we won't talk about that. Adam and I watched
it. I love the ending.
I swear I deleted Netflix after I watched it.
Yeah, we'll wait till everyone watches it to talk about it. But interesting ending. I watched Katie and I just finished a show last night that also had a interesting twist. All Her Fault with Shiv from Succession.
Oh, I'll check that out.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And Michael Pena's in it. And
Is that the abduction one?
Yes. Yep. On Peacock.
Was it good?
Yes. It was good. But
so many people told me to watch it. I was wondering.
Yeah. It was good. It was really good. You know. Yeah. No. I thought it was good. I mean, there's certain parts of it they're like, but you know, that's a TV show. It's like that's you know, would that really happen? You know, it's like that. But like, no, I thought it was really good. Yeah. It's what's her name? Is it Sandra Snook or something? Her real name?
That's Siobhan?
Yeah, no, Shiv. That's from the show. Yeah, Shiv. But like her real name, it's something, I don't know. But yeah, her. You remember the douchebag from White Lotus season one?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the husband.
The guy dating.
The hot chick. I always forget her name, yeah. The Dario, whatever. Michael Pena is in it. He's really good. Who else is like known that's in it? No, it's a good show. It's 8 episodes, you know, on Peacock. So,
no, man, I'll check it out.
Yeah, definitely recommend that. And then
did he end up on the island?
What's that?
Were they on the island?
Oh, yeah. The Epstein stuff is like out of control right now. It's like. Now this person's in the email. Juice, by the way, our guy Peter Attia. That fucking sucks. I'm like reading his book right now. I don't even want to read it anymore. Like,
yeah, he got fired. He got fired for that.
Did he get fired?
Yeah.
Wait, fired for what? Like, what is he currently doing?
He was a correspondent for like CBS.
They fired him. Wow.
What
about Tish? When did he get fired?
Attia came out with a big statement. Saying he did say some really crude stuff in the email. But he was like, you know, he owned it though. At least he owned it. I will say that. Like a lot of these guys are like hey, you brought up Tish. Tish didn't own shit. Like he's like billionaire. He thinks he could do whatever he wants. At least Ate came out and he's like, listen, I said all that stuff. incredibly wrong. I'm so sorry. I'm very embarrassed. I never was on his island. I never was on his plane.
That's what everyone says. Why is
I never did it? I never did anything illegal. I'll admit, I was on the island with Adam. We were snorkeling.
Yeah, we were just looking for whales.
We were
offshore.
We had no idea.
We had no idea. We didn't see anybody.
You know, I did see. I did see somebody. I saw Kyrie Irving. He was there.
Kyrie was definitely there.
I saw Phil Jackson. And he looked like he was doing some weird stuff. But I said, I need to see some fish. Let's go snorkeling.
It's just like, it's so funny though how everyone says like I wasn't on the island. Like, okay, well, you could have like raped young girls like in, you know, the United States, you know, like in New York or Florida, or like, why does it always have to be at the island? Like, everything's
for real. They got Russell Wilson too.
What's that?
Russell Wilson was on.
Yeah, Russell Wilson name.
Yeah, but like Russell Wilson, right? If you read it, like,
no, it was about buying a jet.
Yeah, he needed a jet.
They were trying to sell him an airplane or something, and he was like,
"Which tells me that they're just trying to like
get names in there."
But yeah, they're trying to put big names and like publicize the stuff that's like normal, so it makes the other people like seem like, "Oh, see, it's like normal stuff." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because. I saw it today, like Roy McElroy is in the files, right? And then you read it, and it's like Epstein's pilot was making fun of Rory's. He was talking to another pilot making fun of Rory's plane. Like, it wasn't rich enough or something like that. But, like, it sucks because, like, the headlines read Rory McElroy is in the Epstein email. Like, that's not true. Like,
I know. I know. Yeah, so many people are just like kind of mentioned, and but you know, it's just like it's annoying because it's like nothing's gonna happen. Like, no one's getting arrested, no one's getting. You know what I mean? It's just like, what's the point of all this? Nothing. No one's. You know.
No, like I said, like Epstein died a very long time ago. So like, I don't know, like what's happening.
Or is he still alive?
When was it?
How long ago?
August 2019.
Wow, is that long ago?
Yep.
I feel like it was like 2 years ago. Wow.
Yeah. But the emails are just like, did these guys, do they know grammar? Like, do they, like, it's like all misspellings and like, it's just like all over the place. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's just bizarre. Everything about it. I think it's just a big distraction, quite honestly. Like, it's like they're almost putting it out purposely so everyone could just talk about it and they could do what they do.
Clinton's getting in trouble, right? Clinton's like in trouble.
I just don't think anyone's getting in trouble. I'll be shocked.
He's in trouble, but he's gonna testify in front of Congress or whatever.
Is that definitely happening? Both Clintons, right?
I think the Clintons are in some serious shit because I think they have real stuff on that.
They have real stuff. Okay, I mean Trump's mentioned in it like more than anybody, but you know.
No, it's end of February, but I think
Trump's
like, okay.
10,000 that have raped kids. Like, come on, yeah,
Trumpstein. Yeah, it's and then Bill Gates, like Bill Gates' ex-wife is like doing interviews, speaking out about it. He gave me an STD.
oh my goodness.
Yo, yeah, it's like, I mean, yeah, sorry, like, some guys it's obvious, like, but yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What's his name? That movie director, Rush Hour, Ratner.
Oh yeah, Michael Ratner. Yeah, did you see that? What was that on? Was that on?
Meanwhile, he's
Pierce Morgan.
He directed Melania too.
Yeah, I know. The connections are just like, yeah,
wild.
Everyone's somehow connected. You know, then obviously Harvey Weinstein, and then Jay-Z, and you know, at first when you sent me that, I was like, 96, Reasonable Doubt just came out, but maybe they from the beginning he was just like. Like, ooh, upcoming star, rising star. We'll give you everything you want. You know?
Just get Woody.
Yeah. At the end of the day, just please, just arrest that motherfucker. So, like, yeah. Woody. If I could have one, you know?
Get him out.
There's got to be one rich Jets fan that's got to buy them.
Gary Vee.
Gary Vee literally said his only goal in life is to buy the Jets. That's it. He works everything to buy the Jets. That's it.
How much is he worth?
If I had to guess, 100 million? 200 million? I'm not really sure.
Yeah,
but like multi-billionaire.
No.
Damn it.
You would need 10 billion to buy the Jets, at least.
At least.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Minimum.
I think if Gary V bought the Jets, that'd be worse than Woody because he's so fucking annoying.
Kind of true, actually.
He'd call the quarterback and he'd be like, you don't like your job? Quit. You're so dumb.
That's good, Adam.
It's a weird job.
You're 52? You're a baby.
How old are you? 79? You have so much time.
You're just getting started.
Yeah, come on.
Oh man, that is true.
He would hire the guy making popcorn to be the GM. He'd be like, "I see the way you work.
Yeah. I see your hustle.
I see your hustle.
Yeah,
I think you should run the team."
Yeah, but they can get like a celebrity package. You get Method Man. You get Adam Sandler, Kevin James.
Yeah, Larry Ray David.
Romano. Let's hit a garage sale after this.
Yeah.
he loves the garage sales. Yeah.
Oh man,
it's
too good.
Yeah, yeah. What are you gonna do?
But I think Brick is gonna be the owner forever after.
Great, Brick.
Great. Yeah. Great. All right. Anything else, guys? Did we get everything? Did we get to everything? I think we did, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we'll come back next one and. Seattle will be the champions of the world. And...
I hope. Yeah. So next pod will have to be. I mean, we could.
You could do a post deadline, post Super Bowl.
We're getting towards March Madness too.
Yeah. All right. We'll have to figure it out. I mean, if we want to do post deadline, post Super Bowl, it'd have to be next week. We usually don't do that, but. We'll play it by ear.
Depending on the game and deadline, yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk. Yeah, I mean, if crazy shit happens, we may have to come back. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll play it by ear and go from there.
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect.
Take care. Comb your hair.
Peace.